So presence never pushes it down. It's simply a light into which it comes. That's all. The light of presence, the light of awareness, the light of consciousness. And the brain body comes into the light. And the strange thing is, it doesn't like the light. So it will either try to obscure the light so that it can continue to pretend to be you, it can take you over and become you for a while and live through you. The emotion wants to live again through you. Another form of reincarnation. The emotion wants to live again through you. It wants to relive what it already knows, what it makes up its energy field. And so it cannot do that when there's presence. You are actually there as the consciousness that watches. Then it can't do it. So it may, for a while, it'll try. You can see it comes up, the little entity. And there's a light shining on it. And then it may try again, coming up, and you still just watch it. And then it tends to shrink back into a little dark corner. It waits for a better opportunity. It's fine. This is how consciousness works. It doesn't mean you're now totally free of pain body. Just at that moment, it's gone down. It's you're too conscious. Can't come. In the evening, perhaps it'll find a better opportunity. When you lose consciousness through watching a certain politician on TV, or your partner comes home late from work. Where have you been? Some upset happens. One drink too many. And there's his chance or her chance. In males, there are quite a few, I don't know the percentage of the population, it is frequently happens that in certain males, the pain body comes up particularly when they drink too much, and so they lose their level of consciousness that they normally have, which may not be that high even at the best of times, but when they get drunk, it goes down considerably. And so often violence is associated with being drunk. In perhaps what 10% of men, they become physically violent when they become unconscious through alcohol. And they do dreadful things, and then when they're sober again, how could I have done such a thing? I don't know what came over me. And some have that cycle with their partner, physically abusive. And so, of course, when they're a little bit more conscious, they always promise, this is the last time. It won't happen again. Now, that's not the pain body speaking. That's them speaking when there's a little bit more consciousness. And, of course, it will happen again. Unless presence truly comes into their lives. So, in some cases, you may have to physically remove yourself from a destructive pain body. If change otherwise is not happening or would take too long, you would not survive two more years with that person, perhaps. In that case, you cannot stay around. It would be too dangerous. That person will then go its own, his or her own way and evolve in their own time. So, pain body meets presence, shrinks back, then waits for a better opportunity. But as presence arises, there's even the possibility that you could detect an active pain body in you, even in the midst of it. Even in the midst of it, it is possible to wake up and suddenly realize what's happening. You are acting out old emotional pain. And at that moment, there happens a dissociation between that entire emotional field and yourself. It's like stepping out of a role, out of an energy field. You were in it, and suddenly you step out of that phantom self. You step out, and there you see it. It's still there, active, still in you, still doing what it does. Maybe still you're waving your arms about or whatever it is, and you, the, at that moment there may still be words coming out of your mouth. You, you. And at that moment, you see it. Wow. And then it cannot last very much longer, at least not right there. It doesn't mean it's gone forever. But then it'll quickly shrink again back. Consciousness and pain body cannot coexist for long. And every time you bring presence to it, the pain body cannot renew itself. So it can only play out its old energy. The more you can be present with it, the less can it use you to renew itself. And so what happens then to the pain body? The energy becomes freed that was trapped in there. And many people carry so much pain that they can't do much else in their lives, that absorbs so much of their aliveness that they have little left to live their life. The emotional pain, and this is in the case of dense pain bodies, the emotional pain is so much that it consumes them. It's like a parasite. It consumes them or their aliveness. And as you bring consciousness to it, that trapped energy becomes freed. It was trapped at a low frequency. If you could hear it, something like that. You wouldn't want to listen to a radio station for too long like that. And so that becomes freed, but it is life energy. It is aliveness, ultimately. And there's an increasing sense of aliveness that you feel because the energy leaves its trap in the pain body. I sometimes compare it to a piece of heavy wood that's being burned. So, or coal. The coal is transmuted into fire, the flame of consciousness. First it was dark and heavy substance, and suddenly the dark and heavy substance burns and becomes a flame. It becomes a transmutation into pure energy, beautiful. And that is the beauty of it, why ultimately